How did you find out about this writing competition?
This competition was actually sent to me from my composition professor out in TCU, Martin Blessinger. Over the summer, he sent me a message. He says, I think you should go check this out. It's a great opportunity. And so I looked into it and I submitted a piece, and here we are. And I'm really thankful.
I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. That's the voice of Patrick Vu, composer, conductor, and educator from Allen, Texas, winner of the Bach Society of Dayton's third annual Young Composers Competition. His original work, Nothing Gold Can Stay, will be among the works performed by the Bach Society at their concert, American Mosaic, this Sunday.
Now, the requirements weren't too cumbersome, but it basically had to find inspiration from an American piece of poetry or prose.
Yes.
What did you choose and why?
Yeah, I remember when I started composing, I'm not good with words in terms of poetic words. I love poetry. I love reading poetry, but I'm not the best, the most skilled at writing poetry. That's my brother. My brother is the one with the words. But I remember just buying all the poetry books I could from half price books and just reading all the poems by poets that I've sung before, like Emily Dickinson, Robert Frost, Sarah Teasdale, common names. And so I had just a document going of my favorite poems, and I wanted to write something with Robert Frost. I love Robert Frost because only recently did a lot of his works become public domain. And so I think his voice was missing in the choral repertoire. The piece is called Nothing Gold Can Stay, which sets the same poem by Robert Frost of the same title. And for me, this poem is just about the fact that nothing is permanent. It's about the transient or fleeting nature of life. And that resonates with me just because growing up, I had a lot of transitions and changes happening, like moving from California to Texas and saying bye to all my friends. And I had two older brothers that are much older than me. And so growing up, they were always around playing hockey with me, playing football, playing video games. And then they went off to college. And all of a sudden I was home by myself with my parents. And so a lot of poetry that speaks to me has nostalgic qualities or themes of impermanence. And so Nothing Gold Can Stay sort of felt the same way. Robert Frost writes a lot about changing seasons, how you go from summer to fall to winter. Rarely does he talk about the transition from winter to spring, because that's hopeful, that's great. But he always focuses on summer to fall to winter. And this poem is exactly that, Nothing Gold Can Stay.
So having the poetry already there, is that limiting or is it freeing when it comes to writing the music?
For me, it is both freeing and limiting. I think every artist will say there's nothing more intimidating than a blank canvas. And so, you know, you can go anywhere with a blank canvas, but some artists will say once you have an idea, then the options are unlimited. And so having this text is limiting. It gives me a story, it gives me emotions, and I can discover, or I can explore those emotions. It gives me, you know, structure and rhythm. But now that I have that, then I can explore as much as I want into those themes. And so I personally love having a text, something to write to.
What do competitions like these mean for composers like you?
Composers like me really appreciate these competitions just because it's a way for us to get our works out there. It's a way for us to connect with communities and ensembles and organizations that we probably would never have come in contact with. It's really affirming, first of all, for a composer to have their work be vetted in this process and be celebrated or chosen. It's really encouraging for a composer to have this recognition and to be told, hey, like, what you're doing is good. And what I love about composition, I think I mentioned that I'm a teacher who composes. I love teaching because I connect with people on the daily. Composition is more of a solitary work. And what I love about composition is when I get to bring a piece to people and explore this or experience or connect. Anytime I hear a piece of music of mine, it is so exciting. And my parents or my girlfriend or my family will tell you that when, even though it's a piece that I know like has won another award or that has been performed plenty of times and I've heard it, I've even sung it with choirs, I'm in the audience and I'm like gripping the edge of my seat because I'm just so nervous. I don't know why. I'm both excited and nervous, but I love when I write a piece and it's out there and the choir can interpret it however they like. I like to give a loose framework of ideas in terms of dynamics or phrasing or shaping, but when a choir makes it their own, that's the most exciting part for me. When I hear a performance, I'm always interested to see what they do with it. it's exhilarating.
The Bach Society of Dayton's American Mosaic Concert takes place this Sunday, March 9th at 4 p.m. at Kettering Seventh-day Adventist Church, with a concert preview beginning at 3 p.m. Tickets available in advance at BachSocietyOfDayton.org and at the door. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.